Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Set to be a big day in Washington. Congressman Brian Higgins joining us now as the House set to send those articles of impeachment over to the Senate. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning. What will today look like on Capitol Hill?
Well, the vote will there'll be a House vote this afternoon to transmit articles of impeachment to the Senate. And the Senate will receive those articles of impeachment probably later this afternoon, about 5 o'clock. Each of the senators will take an oath from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, an oath of impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws. And the Senate trial will begin to unfold.
And the articles, when they're formally delivered later today, what will that actually look like when they're delivered by the House managers?
Well, it's well choreographed. They will literally walk the articles of impeachment through the Capitol over to the Senate side and hand those articles to the Senate Majority Leader. And that will formally begin the process. And as I mentioned, each senator will take an oath of impartial justice, and the trial will begin.
What's the reason for the pomp and circumstance around it, the actual walking over? Is that just how it has to happen?
Well, it has to happen. It's laid out that way for it to happen. I mean, it's formality, but formality is a part of this as well. And keep in mind, probable cause is a threshold for the articles of impeachment, and beyond a reasonable doubt is the threshold to convict and or remove the president. And, you know, one could argue that you can't be exonerated of these charges unless you have a real fair trial, and that's what's taking place today.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell said that there will be a trial, not a quick vote to dismiss it. How will witnesses be decided?
That will be determined by the Senate. I mean, they are in full control of the trial, and the senators actually, you know, will not speak at the trial. They can submit questions to the Chief Justice. But the Chief Justice is the presiding officer. And you see more evidence is coming forth as recently as this morning and last night about the scope of the president's shakedown that the impeachment charges call a blatant effort to solicit a bribe from a foreign leader. 70% of Americans want to see John Bolton testify. If there's nothing to hide, he should be allowed to testify.
You know, looking at as this happens, as this is going on in the Senate, no matter how long a trial lasts, what else is done in Washington? I have to imagine that all eyes are on that. Is anything else, is all, you know, the focus on an impeachment trial, or are there still the normal procedures that take place on a day-to-day basis?
The media is focused exclusively on the trial, obviously, and has been for some time. But look, we're going to have I have a budget committee hearing at 10 o'clock today, and County Executive Mark Poloncarz is going to be here to testify about the important role that the federal government has relative to infrastructure investment and its impact on states and localities. So that will be going on today. A lot of meetings yesterday. There's a lot more work going on. I don't sit on any of the investigatory committees, which are oversight, judiciary, and intelligence. But I will tell you, relative to prescription drugs, relative to infrastructure, the House Ways and Means Committee continues to hold hearings and meetings on a regular basis, and free trade agreements. The U.S. Mexican-Canadian Free Trade Agreement was recently approved, and there are other trade agreements that are being discussed. There's the issue of of confidential briefings relative to the taking out of Qasem Soleimani and the impact that that will have relative to U.S. policy in the Middle in the Middle East. So there's a lot going on every day, but obviously there's only so much that people can focus on, and obviously the national media is focused almost exclusively on the impeachment process.
You know, going back for a minute, you mentioned John Bolton just before, saying that, you know, he's indicated that he would testify. You said a percentage of the American public wants to hear him testify. But couldn't the president block him from testifying through executive privilege?
Well, that's exactly what's going on. That's a legal issue, and that's what this administration has used throughout. So basically what will happen is they will invoke executive privilege. They will refuse to testify. They refuse to transmit very important documentation. And these things end up in federal court, and they get kind of stuck there. So, you know, the argument is that, you know, all of, you know, presidents, close allies, Manafort, Cohen, Flynn, Gates, Roger Stone, they're either in jail or they're going to jail because they lied under oath to Congress and federal law enforcement officials. You have career diplomats and highly decorated national security officials, all appointed by President Trump, testified to Congress under oath to tell the truth. The president led a shakedown, a conspiracy to solicit a bribe from the Ukrainian president. Those are very serious charges. So, you know, the more information, the better. And just because the House approval of the articles of impeachment has occurred already, that doesn't mean that there is not more information and individuals to hear from relative to what's at the heart of this trial in the Senate.
Brian, we thank you for the time. That's Congressman Brian Higgins joining us live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.